Chapter 4. I'll wait. No obligations. Over time, our friendship deepened. We were too shy with each other to ever say it, but we were soulmates and best friends, encouragers and supporters, cheerleaders and comrades in arms. Time blurs for me with Maria, but we remained close friends for nearly 2 years. My marriage fell apart first, and I spent many hours with Maria in the studio barn, agonizing about my divorce, then plunging into that awful process. I didn't even realize for a long time, and she never spoke of it, that her marriage was failing as well. For almost a year, my wife and I were separated, and toward the end of that process, Maria filed for separation as well and began seeing her own therapist. We were not dating. I did not dare even broach the subject of our relationship. But then one day, I was finally divorced. Maria was just a few months away. We had dinner or lunch together regularly, and I had begun ferrying popcorn, muffins, and tea into the studio barn. We talked for hours about life, our work, my writing, and my emerging sense of myself as a photographer, about dogs, especially her worries about Frida. It was one of those rarest of relationships. We always had things to say, were always happy to see each other, always sad to say goodbye. Maria's sadness had deepened. She seemed to have no idea of what might become of her, what she would do, how she would survive or support herself. The separation process had brought us nose to nose with reality. There was no place to hide. I seemed to know that what I wanted was close, yet I was terrified at the thought of raising the subject. She might bolt. There was an ethical question for me as well, a moral matter. We were both traumatized by our divorces. Everything I had heard and seen and read said it was not a good time to begin a new relationship. I didn't want to take advantage of her sadness or loneliness. I didn't want to confuse her by declaring my love for her, yet it was no longer honest or decent to hide it or to hide from it. The plan I conceived in my mind was this. I had to tell her how I felt. I had to point out our deepening closeness to raise the issue of whether this was a healthy thing or not, whether we should simply...